Hello and welcome to the Daily Soap podcast here on thedailygoss.com. Hello, I'm Susan Spence. It is, of course, Wednesday, December 15th. Hope you're well. Exactly a week to go until Christmas Eve. Are you still not ready, are you? No, I know. Listen, sorry about the fact that we didn't have a soap podcast the last couple of days. I won't go into all the details and bore you, but pretty much I went to Scotland for the weekend and got stranded. A river burst its banks and I couldn't get out, missed my flight and all that kind of thing. So that's why we haven't had a soap podcast for the last couple of days, which is a shame because the soaps have been good Monday, Tuesday, haven't they? Last night's Emmerdale, oh, it was a tearjerker, wasn't it? And I tell you what I did like was the fact that we were kept in the dark a little bit as to what happened to Matthew King dying. We didn't get the storylines. We weren't really told what was going to happen, which sometimes they do. A few times they've done that with EastEnders last week as well, with the Tony storyline. We're told the storylines at times, but told not to say the sort of punchline as such. But whereas with Emmerdale, we weren't told how Matthew King died at all. So it was a bit of a tearjerker and a bit sad, everything. So, of course, tonight they pick up from that at 7 o'clock. And Anna D'Souza is distraught, quite rightly. You know, she's lost her father, now she's lost Matthew, and it's just a complete and utter mess. And she tries to make her peace with the other two King boys who are left, Carl King and Jimmy King, because they've lost their dad. They lost their mum yonks ago. And they lost their brother not that long ago either. So now they've lost another brother. But they did gain a sister along the way, didn't they? So they gained Scarlet. Not the same, though. But anyway, it's just the two King boys. And the bailiffs turn up to claim Home Farm and all the other King properties. And everybody in the village is like, oh, my God, is the whole place jinxed? Is it cursed? Because of everything that's gone on. So they'll kind of pick up from where we left last night on that one. There's also a really bit of, I'm not going to say too much about this, it's a bit of a silly one, I think, because they had such a dramatic one last night that tonight they're thinking, let's be a bit light-hearted. And it's all to do with TJ and the fact that Terry forgot to post his letter to Santa in the North Pole, and the little boy's thinking, oh, it's never going to get there in time. And Jamie makes a special post box and all this kind of magical type thing. So it's a bit of a, I think it's just a bit of a distraction based on what's gone on before. Yeah, Lee, who's been working on the farm with Mick, helping out Joe, he actually goes for an interview for some gamekeeping work. So that means that Joe needs a little bit more help on the farm, and especially when the water supply is faulty, and he can't help her, Mick can't help her, he doesn't know what to do with it, but Andy can. So he agrees to help her by fixing the broken water pump, and when he can't get the parts until the following day, he says, listen, I'll come up to the farm and sort it out then. She then starts to wonder, hold on a minute, are you being a bit devious with regards to all of this? Because Lee has planted the seed a little bit, saying, well, he mucked up the order. He changed the order, and that's why you got sent tons upon tons of, you know, sheep fodder or whatever it was that she got sent the other night. And she starts to think, hold on a minute, this is not quite right. And, of course, by the end of the week, his plan will, of course, fall apart, and he will get found out for what he is, which is why Joe will then decide, you know what, I've just got to leave Emmerdale, I've had enough here. So that kind of is it for tonight on Emmerdale. There's no point in trying to say that there's anything else going on, because there's not. I just think because of everything that happened last night, they're kind of thinking to themselves, let's just have a quiet little, you know, little episode. Coronation Street is far from quiet tonight at 7:30. After the antics of Tony Gordon last night, offering on Monday night, offering Maria £1 million and all this kind of thing, talk about making yourself be guilty. The police arrive at his flat, and he prepares for the performance of his life. He basically tells the police that, you know, Maria is, you know, a deranged widow, looking for revenge, looking for answers. He denies offering her money for her silence. And they seem to buy it. Not quite sure Carla buys it, though. I mean, she obviously is going to support him because she's got no other, you know, no other reason not to. She obviously doesn't think that the guy's capable of planning a murder. We all know that he is. So she does support him. But it's a strange one, isn't it? I mean, him knowing all about the affair and then agreeing to still marry and all this kind of thing. Not the end of it by a long chalk. Now, Leanne and Peter, of course, are all getting very cosy, and they've got little Simon, and she's round at his decorating the tree. And she's having quite a nice time. It's quite nice, kind of family atmosphere type thing. And she stays on after Simon has gone to bed. But she notices that Peter's drinking is getting worse. And the more he drinks, the louder he gets, and clearly the more drunk he gets. So she decides to, you know, she's going to call it a bit of a night. But he makes a very, very clumsy, should I use the word aggressive, pass at her? I'm not quite sure it's aggressive, but he kind of thinks, well, you know what, you were an ex-hooker, so why not? You know, he just thinks that she'd be up for anything. Well, of course, that's not the case. She did that for a reason, didn't she? And she's kind of been there, done that, and that's not what she's about anymore. So she basically pushes him away, and of course what happens? He falls backwards into the tree that they just put up. Poor little Simon is just like staring at his dad thinking, what in God's name have you done? What on earth is going on here? So that's a little bit sad that that happens. Wait till you get to Friday night and find out what Peter's up to. We will tell you that, all to do with the Nativity. Another one with regards to the Windasses and the Platts. Gail comes back to find that the Windasses have gone to town with the Christmas lights. And she thinks, oh, well. Anyway, when it comes to the official switch-on, turns out she finds out that, of course, her house is lit up as well, which wasn't part of the deal. So she's like one of these houses that some people like, some people don't like, Gail doesn't like. Part of me is thinking to myself, do they hook up to her electricity supply as well? Because you wouldn't put it past them. Eileen and Jesse hit it off when they go for a drink, which, of course, is John Thompson, who was in it on Monday as the entertainer. And Liz introduces Michelle to her new friend, Poppy, who just also happens to be a barmaid. Now, this girl is going to ruffle a few feathers, especially Michelle's. So that's it for tonight, then. We've got Coronation Street and Emmerdale. We'll be back for Thursday's Daily Soap podcast tomorrow. I am back properly now, so we won't miss any or anything like that. Advent calendar. Kind of missed the advent calendar for the last couple of days. But the one that was in this morning's with a little sprig of holly. A little sprig of holly and a few red berries. All very festive, all very nice. So we couldn't go without telling you that. info@thedailygoss.com if you want to comment or you need to know anything about the world of soaps. And we'll be back with the Daily Soap podcast with me, Susan Spence, tomorrow here on thedailygoss.com. Have a good day. See you.